Hello, I'm Taryn Warden, and you're listening to Taryn's Take on Pacific Lutheran University's Lute Air Student Radio in Tacoma. Taryn's Take is an entertainment news recap show of everything in pop culture and celebrity, but I like to tell it like it is. Don't really go with what they teach me in class about being unbiased and everything, but this show's for fun. So I might be a little harsh on some celebrities and some that you're fans of, but if you don't agree with me, you can always call in. But even the celebrities I can't stand, I respect. Most of the time, there are occasions with that, because it is a really hard lifestyle of being a celebrity, but everything is in good fun, so I hope you have some fun listening. I have two goals today, and during every Taryn's Take. The first is to not take things so seriously. The world we live in right now is extremely stressed out and serious, and there's a lot of really important issues like racism and gun violence and like just a general hatred in the air, but we all deserve some time to just be judgment-free and not worry about all that and just have some fun. Like I said, I like to laugh at dumb things that celebrities tweet. It's not that important, but it's fun, so don't judge me for it. My second goal is to prove that people can be invested in those deep issues and be invested in celebrity gossip, like the dumb things celebrities tweet, at the same time. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You can be a smart person and care about shallow things at the same time. So I hope to prove that to you. Actually, I have three goals for today. The third is to fill you in on everything that you need to know. So all of the last Taryn's Take episodes are available to listen to again on massmedia.plu.edu under radio and podcasts. And before we get started, I want to let you know the number to call us here at Laser. You can ask questions, you can give your own opinions, you can fight me on what I'm saying about somebody, whatever you want. The number to call for that is 253-535-7332. Once again, that's 253-535-7332. I'm joined today by my friend and fellow Lady Gaga superfan, Naomi Englehart. How are you on May the 4th Be With You Day?
Oh my God. Taryn, happy May the 4th. I can already say, like, I'm so excited for that movie to come out in December. Also, was that Perfect Illusion that you played?
Oh, of course.
Well, you did a very good job of picking a song to start out with. That is such a good song.
Before we get started on the news of everything, because there was a lot of it, so we have a lot to discuss, I love to ask this. Who are you a fan of in pop culture besides Lady Gaga? Because that's how I know you, is through Gaga stuff.
Of course.
So who else is there?
Okay, so I have a little bit of a list. We can start with reality TV stars. The first ones are going to have to be the Kardashian family. I don't have a lot of respect for them, I have to say, at first, but they're so fun to watch on TV. Yeah. I love them. And then also the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills are really good. I'm on, like, season 3, I think. And
I don't know how many they've had. I think it's, like, 5 or 6, maybe?
I'm suffering from withdrawals because Jared won't let me watch them right now. We have other shows to watch, and so there's those. And then I obviously am a fan, like, as far as music goes, DJ Whiteshadow. He's such a good producer. If you guys don't know, he produced a lot of Born This Way songs, like, while Gaga was on the road.
Back of the tour bus.
Yeah, in the back of the tour bus. Revolutionary. just saying, like, the amount of creativity. And then we've also have Blood Pop, who also worked on Gaga's newest album with her, Joanne. And then Grimes, also obviously such a great artist. Like, she has such a vision, like, musically, video-wise. Yeah, visually, like, she's amazing. And then Hannah is her best friend, who I love listening to her music. She's got such, like, a nice trancey voice. So those are some of my favorites so far, right now.
Okay, well, even more important question. Who are you not a fan of? Because I think I have a theory that who you're not a fan of says, like, more about you than who you are a fan of.
Oh, no.
I think. Like, because, well, like, I'll be talking to people in class, and they'll be like, oh, my God, I can't stand, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, really? Because I totally pictured that you would.
Really?
Sometimes people would be like, I hate Katy Perry. And I'm like, really?
She's one of the ones
because
I hate.
Thought that you would totally be a fan of her, like, your personality wise. And so I'm like, Says a lot about you. We can be friends
That's
now.
That's true. That is true. Katy Perry is one of the ones I hate. Not only because she, like,
copies
steals,
everything.
Yeah, she copies everyone's ideas, like, their original work. Like, not... And a music artist isn't just, like, being creative with their music. They're also being creative with their fashion and yeah. with, like, how they
Your
present...
Your whole brand.
Exactly. How they present themselves, how they present their new album and that new era of music for them. And I just always see Katy Perry, like, a year after some iconic thing happens, like, copying Someone, that iconic yeah. thing. And it's just, like, it's been done. It's not original. It's just like when Nicki Minaj and Katy Perry and everyone started doing the crazy outfits when Gaga first started doing yeah. them. I hate it. Like, find your own stuff. Ugh. And then also Madonna. And normally, like, I understand that she's a very respectful person in music. Like, she paved the way for pop, like, yeah. females back in the day. But, like, her recent Met Gala look just, like, hurt me. It was bad.
Yeah, so I feel you on that. Because my thing with Madonna is, like, so my mom really likes Madonna. Or, like, old school Madonna. So, like, I listened to that a lot when I was a little kid. And I really, like, their music is catchy and it's good. And she was so important at the time. Like, for women's rights and for just, like, music in general and being able to, like, say whatever you want. So I really respect that. But the thing is, like, the stuff that she does now is just, like, corny. Like, she's trying too hard. It's like, you're Madonna. The whole thing with Madonna was that she was, like, too cool for school. Like, I'm not trying at all. I can do whatever I want. And now it's like, I'm trying so hard.
She's trying so hard.
So that's what I don't
hard.
Like. Yeah, I totally feel you on that.
Oh, good.
So to start today, I'm going to let's fill you in on some developments from the stories that were discussed last time. So last time we were here, Starbucks had just released their unicorn frappuccino, which looked pretty but didn't really taste good according to all the people I talked to. I didn't try it.
I didn't either, but everyone said it was really bad.
Yeah. So after the unicorn frappuccino was gone, because it was only around for 3 days, there was a bunch of, like, DIY frappuccinos online, like the dragon and the mermaid and all this stuff. And I can just imagine that the baristas were pissed with these hella intricate orders.
The dragon sounded good, though.
But Starbucks has just dropped two official drinks for summer. This first is a midnight mint mocha frappuccino, which I do want to try because mint chocolate's, like, my favorite. And the second is the return of the s'mores frappuccino. So they're both, like, for summer.
I would try the s'mores one. I haven't tried that one before. The mint I'm not a real fan of in yeah. drinks.
It's I don't hard. Know. I don't know about drinks, but, like, mint chocolate, like, candy yeah, I like. So true. I'm interested.
Well, like Starbucks, Taco Bell continuously rolls out new items like the Naked Chicken Chalupa, which was a taco with a shell made of fried chicken, which, Taryn, you talked about this before. Oh, my God, this is terrible. They're taking the chicken, they're cutting them into triangles and serving them as chips with the nacho cheese dip. They're just, if anyone's interested, they're available May 11th, but I don't think that sounds
very
really
good.
No. It just doesn't, like, why? Nachos are already good by themselves. Why do we need chicken
I don't know.
Nachos?
So now on to celebrities. Chris Brown, who had punched out a club photographer for taking photos of him at the club's appearance before our last show. According to TMZ, that club is requesting their $30,000 back from Chris Brown. Oh. He was paid to be at the club, like, for the night, but he left within minutes because he started fighting with the photographer. But he's now on tour, so we'll have to see what happens legally with the money and, like, trying to get a hold of somebody when they're on tour is a pretty difficult yeah. thing.
Oh, God.
For once, he's getting out of trouble, though.
I'm also not a fan of Chris Brown. I forgot to mention that.
So, there was a 21-year-old woman who reportedly had been sexually assaulted by Chris Brown backstage at his concert, and she dropped her case. So, according to police...
I wonder why.
According to police, the woman reported the sexual assault at 11:39 p.m., saying it occurred between 10 and 11:30 on mm-hmm. April 10th. Chris Brown took the stage at 9:35, and he was off the stage at 10:50, so the story, like, could line up. She dropped the case, though, so I guess we'll never know if it really happened or not. But I do have a serious question, people. Why do we keep forgiving Chris Brown? His whole career has been plagued by violence and disrespect and guns and just all this stuff. Why do you guys let him get away with it? Why is he still on the radio? I don't understand it. He also just dropped his track list for a 40-song album called Heartbreak on a Full Moon. And I'm urging you guys, please don't buy it. Like, I'm so sick of Chris Brown. And every time I'm here, he's getting in trouble. Literally every week I have to start with him as, like, a development. He's constantly getting in trouble. Can we just be done?
I'm over it. I'm so over it. Oh, God. Okay. So, another big story last time was weekend one of Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. The second weekend was held on April 21st, 22nd, and the 23rd, but it was not very newsworthy. The sets were more polished, but it was the same performers in the same order. Notably, rapper Kendrick Lamar announced his tour while on stage, which will come here. Seattle, right?
Yeah.
August 1st.
Actually, Tacoma Dome.
Tacoma Dome?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So, August 1st at the Tacoma Dome, which we will be at Lady Gaga's
opening night,
won't we? So, we won't be at the Kendrick Lamar show, but I'm sure it'd be a great night for all of you. Did you hear about Fire Festival and the crazy disaster that was Fire Festival? We have all the details on that coming up.
Janet Jackson was rumored to have split with her husband of 5 years, and now her creative director is speaking out about it on social media, basically confirming this. So her husband, Wissam, is a billionaire in Dubai, and reports suggest she could earn up to $500 million in the divorce because they just had a child.
Oh my God.
So the creative director named Gil Dulio, I'm butchering that last name, I'm just going to call him Gil, he wrote on Instagram, quote, F you. Even if there was a possibility that my friend could make 500 mil off of having a child, it's not in her character, dot, dot, dot. So you effers that state that, F you. He then tweeted, quote, you know how much she's worth? She then announced a reschedule of her tour that she canceled back in January of 2016. She'll be at Key Arena September 27th.
Mel B had filed for divorce and received a restraining order from her allegedly abusive husband, Stephen Belafonte, last time. That's how you say his name, right?
Yes. Stephen Belafonte.
The PH, I didn't know him. I don't know who he is.
I only knew him from her.
Married. I didn't.
Until now, yeah.
One of her claims was that Stephen had an affair with a nanny. Okay, that's typical. And then used Mel's money to fund the nanny's abortion. Oh,
not typical.
No. Oh, my God. Mel B, you poor. That's so awkward to find out. Like, okay. Whew. Mel B also received a restraining order against the ex-nanny identified as Laurianne Giles. Laurianne is now suing Mel B for libel, invasion of privacy, and intentional infliction of emotional distress, claiming that the Spice Girls star seduced her when she was just 18 years old and proceeded to carry on a 7-year sexual relationship, sometimes with Steven, sometimes without. That is amazing.
She's also separately suing Mel B for defamation, claiming that she lied about her to get the permanent restraining order against Steven. This is so messy.
That's crazy.
Sorry, but I can't wait to see what happens next.
Oh, my God. That's insane. A 7-year relationship.
I need some fact-checking to be done. I need to see what happens with this.
Seduced. Keyword seduced. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to butcher this. Kim Zolciak Bierman had...
From Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Really? I need to start on watching that, too. Okay. She canceled her scheduled appearances after her son was attacked by a dog. She gave a health update on her 4-year-old Cash. Cash?
Cash. She stole it from Candy Burris on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Wow. Cash with a K, you guys. He is recovering amazingly. His emotional, mental state will also return to normal.
Finally, Brad Pitt is finally speaking out about the shocking divorce of Brangelina. Aww. He had not made any public appearances or given any interviews since it was announced in the fall, but he's on the cover of GQ magazine for his movie War Machine. So after his custody dealings with Angie, he's quoted as saying, I was really on my back and chained to a system when child services called.
I didn't know.
And you know, after that, we've been able to work together to sort this out. We're both doing our best.
I didn't know child services was called.
Well, for custody, I think it's just all in child services.
Oh, just they do that? Okay.
As for being a father, Brad said, quote, I grew up with a father-knows-best-slash-war mentality. The father is all-powerful, super strong, instead of really knowing the man and his own self-doubt and struggle. And it's hit me smack in the face with our divorce. I gotta be more. I gotta be more for them. I have to show them, and I haven't been great at it. Adding that he's worried about how the media will treat his children during the divorce. But most interestingly to me, he opened up about basically being an alcoholic without using the word alcoholic.
Yeah.
So he said, quote, I stopped everything except boozing when I started my family. But even this last year, you know, things I wasn't dealing with, I was boozing too much. It's just become a problem. And I'm really happy it's been a half a year now, which is bittersweet. But I've got my feelings in my fingertips again.
What?
I had to step away for a minute. And truthfully, I could drink a Russian under the table with his own vodka. I was a professional. I was good.
So is he saying that, like, because he drank so much, he couldn't?
I don't know that.
I thought that
I read this like
cigarettes.
5 times, and I don't know if he meant like he lost feeling in his fingers because he was drinking too much, or if he's saying like I'm leaning towards picking up another glass. I don't know which way he meant it.
Okay.
But very interesting, because isn't he good friends with Ben Affleck, who just admitted to being an alcoholic and going to rehab as well after he filed for a divorce? Yeah, it's very interesting. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're filling you in on everything that's happened in the world of pop culture and celebrity. In the meantime, this is I Told You So by Paramore, released yesterday, who just announced their next album. More details are coming up on Loot Air Student Radio. Welcome back to Taryn's Take with me, Taryn Warden, on Loot Air Student Radio at Pacific Lutheran University. I'm joined by my friend Naomi Engelhart, and don't forget, you can call in anytime. The number to call us is 253-535-7332. Again, that's 253-535-7332. So now that we've filled you in on everything that's happened with our stories from last time, it's time to fill you in on everything new in music, television, relationships, everything. So I'm going to start with television and movie news. So first, what have television and movie stars been up to? Well, Rosie O'Donnell and her now 19-year-old daughter, Chelsea, they've been in the news for their bad relationship for a while now, but Chelsea's finally speaking out about it to the Daily Mail. This is a crazy story. Chelsea claims Rosie has been verbally abusive since she was around 12 years old and physically abusive on a few occasions. Chelsea claims that the missing persons report Rosie filed for her back in August 2015, which was a huge story, was a lie to cover up that she had been kicked out. Chelsea and her 31-year-old husband that she met at a Dunkin' Donuts in New Jersey also claimed that her hospital visit in August was for a miscarriage, not an overdose, as it was portrayed in the media. She's now on medication for a brain lesion, according to Chelsea, that Rosie's paying for only if they agreed to get divorced. And then they both admitted in the story that they tricked Rosie into saying they're going to get a divorce, but they're not going to. Rosie has denied all of this, saying that Chelsea's mentally ill and is trying to extort money with her stories. In good news, though, actress Shannon Doherty announced that she's in remission after battling breast cancer for the past 2 years. Chris Soules from season 19 of The Bachelor hit a man on a tractor with his truck last week in Aurora, Iowa. He then left the scene, and the man on the tractor eventually died. Chris was arrested for leaving the scene of a fatal crash, but he was not charged with a DUI despite having alcohol with him at the time. He was also said to have been uncooperative with police. Johnny Depp, who has recently divorced from Amber Heard, filed a lawsuit against his management the day the divorce was finalized for $25 million, blaming his management for him being in debt $40 million. The management company just filed a countersuit, citing his extravagant lifestyle as the cause of his debt, which I believe a lot more than them. Actress Gabrinay Sidibe, who I know best for Precious, but is also in Empire, is releasing a book called This Is Just My Face, Try Not to Stare. In it, she reveals her struggle with depression, even suicidal thoughts that her family didn't understand, as well as bulimia, writing, quote, "Often when I was too sad to stop crying, I drank a glass of water and ate a slice of bread, and then I threw it up. After I did, I wasn't as sad anymore. I finally relaxed, so I never ate anything until I wanted to throw up, and only when I did could I distract myself from whatever thought was swirling around my head."
That's so sad.
Which is
sad.
Really serious, yeah.
That's so sad.
And finally, Caitlyn Jenner did a follow-up interview with Diane Sawyer. There wasn't anything really shocking in it. I didn't watch it because I don't agree with what Caitlyn has done since becoming Caitlyn. But she did open up about being a Trump supporter, which goes to why I don't agree with her anymore. Mm-hmm. She said that she refused to play golf with him after he invited her, after he had rolled back protections on transgender students. Really?
That's all? You're just going to not play golf? You're going to continue it. Supporting him? But
yeah.
Okay.
As for television and movie releases, Ryan Seacrest joined Kelly Ripa as the new co-host for Live with Kelly and Ryan. Disney is bringing back the legendary Mickey Mouse Club, which gave birth to Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake and everyone. But they're doing it as a Facebook show titled Club Mickey Mouse. I have a feeling that's not going to go very well. Mm-mm. A remake of The Lion King is coming to theaters in 2019, and the voices of Simba and Puma have been announced. They'll be played by Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner. Magic Mike, the male stripper movie starring Channing Tatum, has hit the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas with a live show featuring 13 dancers. After releasing the 8th film of the Fast and Furious franchise, which I am so over and have been over my whole life, they announced a 9th, but there's also work being done on a spin-off movie focusing on Dwayne The Rock Johnson's character. Isn't that just great?
No, I'm done.
Friends, the musical, will debut in New York City at the Triad Theater, with tickets going on sale in June. It does not feature the cast of the original show. It's just based off of the show. A sequel to Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is coming, with cast announcements already being made, including Jude Law playing Dumbledore. The movie is set for a November 2018 release. The 2017 MTV Movie and TV Awards are this weekend. And finally, Fear Factor has been brought back to life by MTV. The 12 new episodes will premiere May 30th and feature Ludacris as the host.
Are you excited for it?
Luda! I don't know.
Oh, no. All right, so moving on to relationship and baby news. Adi Bryant, known for her Adele on Saturday Night Live, is engaged to Connor O'Malley, and she admitted she thought the proposal wasn't real. She thought it was a joke, which I probably would.
Yeah.
Anyways, Scott Disick from Keeping Up with the Kardashians revealed he proposed to Kourtney Kardashian with the Lorraine Schwartz ring. He revealed they kept it a secret until they got scared and called it off, which I still root for them. So this, like, once I found out about that was, like, amazing to me.
I root for them when he's in a good place, but when he's off his rocker, I'm like, Kourtney, get rid of him.
The new episode, I'm a sex addict. Oh my god, that was a mess. Okay. So, new couple alert. Looks like Elon Musk of Tesla and Amber Heard are seeing each other. And another new couple alert. Kylie Jenner seems to have moved on from Tyga, thank God, with another rapper, Travis Scott.
Okay, and some crazy stuff went down at Travis Scott's concert, so stay tuned for that because I'm getting into that.
Oh god. Okay. I'm glad I want to hear that. So, David Spade and actress Naya Rivera, who was on Glee, wasn't she?
Yeah.
They're rumored to be dating. Jordan Ozana, some unknown person, I don't know. She was rumored to be dating Tyga after him and Kylie broke up again. But she went to Twitter to write, quote, OMG, y'all, I am not dating Tyga. Come on. Oh, God. Okay. That's so funny that they have to say that. David Henry, the older brother from Disney's Wizards of Waverly Place, who I used to have a crush on, married former Miss Delaware, Maria Cahill. Nelly Furtado and her husband, sound engineer Demasio Castellon, have called it quits after 8 years of marriage. The Canadian singer said during a television appearance, quote, I am single now. Someone here needs to update my Wikipedia. It's not helping my dating life. Ronda Rousey got engaged to UFC fighter Travis Brown. And most recently, Olivia Munn and Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers have split after 3 years. Aaron has now been spotted with Kelly Rohrbach, a swimsuit model and actress on Baywatch. As for baby news, Seattle Seahawk Russell Wilson and Sierra welcomed their first daughter, who they named Sienna Princess.
I'm so mad about this name.
Sierra.
I'm not a fan of people naming their kids, like, after royalty. I've never liked that idea. You know, where, like, Chris Brown's daughter is actually named Royalty, which I don't like. But I don't like the name Princess and stuff.
That's awkward.
Why I really don't like this is because, you know, her song 1-2-Step? Like, yeah. Sierra's main hit?
Mm-hmm.
The very opening line, a guy yells in the back, the princess is here. So, like, Sierra goes by
Princess.
And then they name the kid that.
That's just awful.
I don't like it.
Too much. You're trying too hard. Okay. Oh, this one I'm kind of sad about. Liam Payne and Cheryl welcome their first child, a son they named Bear. I'm so sad about this. Like, come on. Bear is a dog's name. Or a pet name. I mean, I guess we can start naming them.
They're an interesting couple anyways, because, like, she was the judge on X Factor.
Oh,
isn't that
kind of
crazy?
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird. Okay. Kaylin Lowell from MTV's Teen Mom finally revealed the father of her third child that she is expecting now. Her friend Chris Lopez, who is just a regular guy, not a celeb or anything, so we have zero information on him. Princess Charlotte turned 2. Jimmy Kimmel went out of his normal monologue style on his late night show and told the story of his new son, Billy, who was born on the 21st of April. He required emergency heart surgery just after birth, so they were thankful he survived. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel then used the story to take a stand on healthcare. Finally, Serena Williams, who is pregnant with her first child with fiancé and founder of Reddit, which I will for all always just be shocked that that happened, revealed that she announced the pregnancy on accident. Oh god, that's funny. She posted a photo captioned 20 weeks on Snapchat, but pressed the wrong button and added it to her story instead. She's going to announce it very soon, so it wasn't really that big of a deal to her.
Now on to music news, and there's been a lot. Starting with new releases, Harry Styles released another song off of his debut solo album. It's called Sweet Creature. That album's going to be out on May 12th. And he also announced a small world tour. The closest date to us is LA, so that doesn't really work for us. Katy Perry released a second song off her new album. No details of the album have been released yet. It's called Bon Appetit, and it features the rappers Migos, which she's now being criticized for, including me. So she received the National Equality Award from the Human Rights Campaign just a few weeks ago. And then she puts out a song with Migos, who are publicly homophobic, which would not be the first time she's done that, since on her first album she has a song called You're So Gay and You Don't Even Like Dick. So don't even get me started on that. But they publicly said, quote, the world is effed up. The world is not right, when asked about rapper Makunin coming out. They then put out a quote-unquote apology where they said, quote, we've always been about being original and staying true. Why is Katie such trash? I will never understand.
Boo.
Halsey released a second song from her upcoming album, Hopeless Fountain Kingdom. It's called Eyes Closed. She released it this morning on Beats One Radio, and we'll be playing it later in the show. So if you haven't heard it, we got you covered. She also announced the first installment of a tour for the album, which hits Key Arena November 10th with support from Party Next Door, who used to be with Kylie Jenner, and Charli XCX. Mary J. Blige released her 13th album, Strength of a Woman. And I'd like to give a shout out to Timbaland for liking my tweet about the album. That's Terrence Take on Twitter. After announcing that their band split, Paramore is back together. And as we heard earlier, they released their track Told You So just yesterday off of their new album After Laughter, which is also set to be released May 12th. Christina Grimmie, who was shot by a crazed fan outside her concert, Her family released a B-sides EP of music she had been working on and unreleased tracks at the time of her death.
Oh.
And the release of new Prince music was previously blocked after his family requested, but new releases are coming June 23rd with two deluxe reissues of Purple Rain. Each will feature not only a remastered version of the original 9 songs, but also a set of 11 more tracks from his vault of music. Purple Rain Deluxe Expanded Edition will also feature 2 bonus discs containing a live concert DVD and an entire new CD titled Single Edits and B-Sides. For now, fans can listen to one song called Electric Intercourse that was sometimes slipped into live shows but was never actually released. Now for music stars. Country singer Garth Brooks surprised a fan by going to prom with her. Gwen Stefani suffered a ruptured eardrum, which she probably got from her own horrible singing.
Oh my god, Ted.
Machine Gun Kelly had to postpone some of his shows after suffering a, quote, unnecessary injury while on the set of a film titled Captive State. He did not say what the injury actually was, but that it's affecting his breathing. Beyoncé announced a scholarship program. Formation Scholars is offering scholarships to young women studying creative music, arts, literature, or African American studies. The women can be incoming, current, or graduate students at Berklee College of Music, Howard University, Parsons School of Design, or Spelman College.
Exclusive.
Yeah. As I mentioned before, some crazy stuff went down at Travis Scott's show in New York City. So Travis is on video, and you can hear him assuring a fan that the others in the pit will catch him if he jumps from the balcony to the floor. It's like from the seats to the general admission. If you just jump, like, they'll catch you. So he kind of like crawls down for most of it and then jumps. And like they did catch him. But then a bunch of people followed. So like all these people start jumping, including someone who jumped from the 3rd-story balcony.
This is insane.
A spokesperson for Travis Scott confirmed that they have contacted the injured fan and his family to express their concern. The team is now receiving updates on the individual's condition while they investigate. Travis Scott is also now being sued by his management for refusing to pay them their portion of his earnings, which is about $2 million. Finally, for music events, the MTV Video Music Awards are returning to Los Angeles in September as they switch between LA and New York every year. The Billboard Latin Music Awards were held April 27th, and the Billboard Music Awards have been announced for May 21st. Now, we have just a few stories left, and they're just the plain bizarre. Doesn't fit into any other category. Usually my favorites.
You'll love this one. First, Kelly Rowland wrote in her new book, Whoa, Baby, that's the name of the book, that she really wants a second boob job because, get this, oh my god, I don't want to say this, but I have to. Her nipples are, quote, the size of Frisbees. Oh my god.
Billy Ray Cyrus changed his name to just Cyrus.
Okay. That just sounds so dumb. Okay, so Prince William and Kate Middleton have requested 1.3 million euros, which is a lot more dollars.
Yeah.
Because my mom has to send money to Italy every once in a while, and it costs so much more. But they have requested 1.3 million euros from the Daily Mail for the topless photos of Kate they published back in 2012.
And Scott Baio, who was the big celebrity guest at the Republican National Convention for Trump, further proved why he's a total douche after commenting on the death of Erin Moran, who passed away April 22nd. So she was a star on Happy Days back in the day. Erin died from stage 4 cancer, but Scott told a radio show when asked about it, quote, I'm okay, a little shocked, but not completely shocked that this happened. My thing is, I feel bad because her whole life she was troubled, could never find what made her happy and content. For me, you do drugs or drink, you're gonna die. I'm sorry if that's cold, but God gave you a brain, God gave you the will to live and thrive, and you gotta take care of yourself. He obviously got attacked for this online and tried to clear up his comments, saying that he read headlines that it was caused by drugs before going on the show, and to stop assuming the worst in him.
I hate that. Can we just also say, like, number one, regardless of drugs or alcohol problems, like, that is not something to make a negative comment about. Like, those people are suffering. Yeah, like,
it's just totally rude.
It's so mean. So, we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we have all the details on the disaster that was Fyre Festival.
And the disaster that was the Met Gala.
So stay tuned. This is our girl Lady Gaga's new single, The Cure, on Loot Air Student Radio. I'll address you because you're tired. Cover you as you. I'll fix you with my love. This is Taryn's Take with me, Taryn Warden, and my girl Naomi Engelhart. We've covered nearly everything in pop culture, but there's two big events that we need to discuss. Before we get started, I do want to remind you again, you can give us a call here at 253-535-7332. Again, that number is 253-535-7332. So I want to start with the Met Gala, just because I'm very upset about it. So I want to start with that. So for those of you who don't know what the Met Gala is, it was formerly called the Costume Institute Gala, and it began in 1947. So it's an annual fundraising gala for the benefit of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City, their Costume Institute. So the gala celebrates the theme of that year's Costume Institute exhibition. This year's theme was Kawakubo, who did Comme des Garçons, which is a big fashion line. Straight off the bat, what did you think? So, first of all, I didn't really, like, I'm into fashion, but I don't know, like, that much about certain histories or certain brands and stuff. So I didn't know about the Comme des Garçons, like, fashion history that Ray created for them. And so when I learned about this, I thought, this is super cool. This is about a fashion artist who is creating clothes for women where
they're, like, androgynous. Yeah.
Yeah, it's androgynous, and it's, like, women at the time, like, you know, had to be feminine, and it's, like, okay, well, I'm gonna make this leather armor, stuff that looks masculine.
Yeah, it's always, like, oversized and, like, really, really, really crazy structures and over the top.
Enhancing fabrics and, like, how they work and, like, making that be the star of the show rather than, like, you know, whatever. And I thought when I first learned that, like, that was so cool. Like, and wow, what an interesting theme for us to witness, like, all these beautiful celebrities, like, dressing up with the perfect bodies who obviously will be able to fit in these clothes.
Yeah.
Super tall. Like, wow, they can do so much with that, like, kind of basic, society's basic kind of female body structure. Yeah. And then with all those fabrics and everything, they could do such a great job with that. And there was nothing. Rihanna was the only one that followed
the theme.
I'm so disappointed. Like, last year people did a better job, like, and it was an easier theme, like, I guess, but you could just buy her freaking clothes.
So this story is really hard to do on radio because it's very visual, but nobody went with the theme at all. Basically, all the celebrities were a guest of a designer.
They wore prom dresses.
Yeah. So, like, Donatella, her guest was Kylie Jenner. So then Donatella designs what Kylie wears, and you're supposed to kind of, like, exhibit, like, what you can do. Not one person besides Rihanna went with the theme that I found it to almost be, like, offensive.
Agreed, yeah.
Like, you literally got invited to this event. It's $35,000 a ticket, and you're not even going to listen to any of the things that they said. That if it had been Chanel, if it had been Louis, if it had been McQueen, everyone would have followed the theme. But because it was someone who wasn't on the very, very top, they just, like, didn't care.
And it wasn't, like, something that could easily make them pretty.
Yeah.
Because Rihanna, her outfit, she had, like, little bubble fabrics where it was, like, flat 2D fabrics.
Yeah, it was, like, super everywhere. Structured. Yeah.
Yeah, super structured. And then her legs was just, like, the heels with the red string that went around her legs. And, like, obviously, it was very top-heavy. So it's not something that's, like, kind of something you just wear out, like, to an event just to, like, be pretty. which is what I, like, admire about it. The whole point with fashion, with this kind of fashion, is to go crazy and to not...
That's my thing, is, like, this is the Met Gala. This isn't, like, the Grammys red carpet.
Yeah.
This is specifically to show off the fashion that's supposed to go with the exhibit. And Rihanna was the only one that did it. And then a lot of people were like, she's worse dressed. It's like, really? She's the only one who followed the theme. Not one person did what you were supposed to do.
Because she didn't look conventionally pretty or whatever in that outfit, she was worse dressed. Ridiculous.
So I don't even know what was going on. But other than that, J-Lo and A-Rod, they did their first red carpet together, which straight up confirms that they are a couple. Whereas before it was like rumored, they had like posted pictures together and stuff, but now it's like it's real. And J-Lo looked horrible. I'm just gonna say that. You can look up her dress, but she was basically wearing like a tent over herself and it didn't fit the theme at all. A-Rod was just wearing a tux, so I don't really have anything to say on him. But
didn't Katy Perry also wear a red tent like fabric on top of herself?
Katy Perry was wearing kind of like a burqa, I guess you could describe it. Like, it was just like a piece of fabric that went over her whole body, like a giant veil. And then she had like some stuff on her head. But it was very VMAs 2009 when Gaga won.
I didn't want to say anything, but
it also looked like Gaga's burqa that she wore when she performed Aura.
That pink burqa. It was beautiful.
It was another, like, very Katy Perry copy. Mm-hmm. Another thing I do want to note about the Met Gala, which this might also be a disaster, it looks like Kendall Jenner and rapper ASAP Rocky are getting together.
Ew.
So the Met Gala has a strict no selfie policy. You can take pictures with people, and there's, like, photographers inside, but you can't be taking selfies.
You're supposed to enjoy the event.
Yeah. That's so you can, like, take pictures standing with someone, but you can't take it yourself.
Right.
Like, that's their thing. So every year now, in the past few years, everyone gathers in the bathroom and, like, takes these mirror selfies. And last year it was so funny. There was, like, all these models lined up, and you can see Gaga in the back, like, looking at the floor, just waiting to actually use the bathroom. It was so funny.
That's what happened, Grimes. There's this video of, like, all the celebrities in the bathroom, and Grimes, you just see her in, like,
it's, like,
her
waiting.
Little black wig, just kind of, like, scooting behind everyone, and just like she just finished washing her hands, she's like, finishing up with her purse, and is just like awkwardly trying to not like bump into anyone, but also she is stuck in the bathroom because they're all crowded in there.
So in the selfie from this year's, Kendall and ASAP are like snuggling up against each other. You can tell from the angle he has his arm around her and they're like cheek to cheek basically. And then another picture came out that I don't remember who took it, or, like, I want to say it was on someone's Snapchat, but I just can't remember. It was supposed to be showing off, I think, Kylie's butt, so because she's, like, leaned over, and it's taken from the backside.
Yeah.
And in the dark, you can see Kendall and ASAP standing together, and he's holding just her bare butt cheeks.
Which I want to say, like, I'm sorry, Kendall, like, obviously you're a professional model, like you have the body, but that dress did not make your body look good.
No, it didn't.
It made her back look so, like, she looked so top heavy.
Yeah,
but also not wearing anything.
I saw this meme, you know Hank Hill,
I saw a meme where they were saying
like Kendall's got too much money to be out here looking like Hank, because the way the dress made her look, it made her look like her shoulders were really huge, and then it made her look like her butt like didn't
like
even exist.
Down triangle.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love that meme.
We also need to discuss the Fyre Festival disaster. So, it has been described as the real-life Lord of the Flies and, like, the real-life Hunger Games. So, the Fyre Festival was set to be basically a knockoff Coachella that Ja Rule was doing with this company called Fyre. And it was supposed to be 2 weekends in the Bahamas. Tickets went for $1,500 with a VIP option of for $12,000, and it obviously did not go according to plan.
No, it did not. Before the festival took place, Page Six was reporting rumors that the festival organizers were too disorganized and too in over their heads. The Wall Street Journal reported that there were issues with artists not being paid and that the event had failed to acquire a complete lineup. I don't even remember. Like, it happened in a blink of an eye. I didn't even remember.
I don't have $12,000, so I wasn't paying attention.
Exactly. Yeah, and it happened in one day, and they're like, oh, next weekend there's this festival, and I'm like, but where's the lineup? Who's playing? Like, what? Too fast, too fast. Blink 182, who are supposed to be the first weekend's headlining band, pulled out of the event on April 27th, the day before the first weekend of the festival was scheduled to begin.
So when attendees began arriving on these chartered flights, they were brought to a, quote, impromptu beach party rather than the festival grounds, because the grounds are where the true state of the festival became apparent. Flights scheduled for the afternoon were delayed and then canceled when it became clear that the festival was not going to work out. They had one group of local musicians take the stage. They played for a few hours the first night, and they were the only act to perform. Afterwards, it was announced that the festival would be postponed and that they would transport everyone back to Miami as soon as possible.
How awkward is that? Even worse, at the grounds, attendees reported, mainly through Twitter, mishandling of their baggage, tents with dirt floors, porta-potty problems, theft, overly aggressive security, and bad food.
The main picture going around of this bad food was their meal.
Yes!
Which was cheese sandwiches made with slices of American cheese, Kraft Singles, which are
disgusting.
My least favorite of any kind, on wheat bread served in a styrofoam container.
Oh, God. So gross. I saw the photo of it, and I just was like, this is
that
what
looks
you
worse
paid
than
thousands
like
of dollars
being in
for.
Public school.
Yeah, much worse. The guests were then left stranded as flights were being canceled. Of course, what else could go wrong? The first flight back to Miami boarded at 1:30 a.m. on the 28th, but was deboarded and delayed for hours. Ultimately, it was deboarded after sunrise due to crew rest issues, and the passengers were then locked in the airport terminal without access to food or water.
Their website has been updated to only their April 29th press release, which reads in part, quote, "Yesterday was a very challenging day for all of us, but we would like to fully explain what happened. The team was overwhelmed, the airport was jam-packed, the buses couldn't handle the load, and the wind from rough weather took down half of the tents the morning our guests were scheduled to arrive. This is unacceptable guest experience, and the fire team takes full responsibility for the issues that occurred. After speaking with our potential partners, we've decided to add more seasoned event experts to the 2018 Fire Festival, which will take place at a United States beach venue. All festival goers this year will be refunded in full. We'll be working on refunds over the next few days and will be in touch directly with guests with more details." This is the best part. "Also, all guests from this year will have free VIP passes to next year's festival."
They're not even going to go.
Why would you want to go?
I would not.
Okay, so what do you think about this?
So, a mess. The whole thing was just a mess.
Yeah.
Like, when I first, like, heard about this, like, I didn't know it all happened until, like, the end where everyone was like, it's a disaster, like, and memes were already being made and crazy shit, like, was happening. but the best part, I think, was, like, that all these celebrities were supposed to show up and, like, they spent
time. None of them went.
Yeah, they spent time to, like, advertise all of this and do promo. They got paid, like, $250,000 to promo.
Actually,
this.
I do want to note on that. Kendall Jenner went to the Met Gala, like, that weekend.
Yeah.
Instead, or right after. And never once has she made one comment about Fyre Festival, which she was paid to promote. So she was promoting it, and then all this went crazy. She never said a thing.
And
but Bella Hadid
I was
did.
Gonna say, didn't Bella Hadid
who was on
it?
The same deal.
Yeah, so she something needs to be said. I feel like it's going to hurt Kendall's reputation for anyone who is super excited to see Kendall.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This whole thing was just a mess, and I, like, didn't even really pay much thought because I'm too poor to even think about going to something like that anyways.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I didn't have to deal with that, though.
Okay, so that's my thing, is everyone was like, oh my God, I feel so bad for these people. But do you really? They spent $12,000 to go on a trip where they had Wi-Fi the whole time on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have good food and everything. But you still have that much money, so how... Like, I don't feel bad for them. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't want to be put in that situation, and obviously it would suck, but I don't really have, like, much sympathy for them.
Taryn, think about this. Even if there wasn't Wi-Fi, they're rich enough to have data wherever they want,
all
over the world. So, even if it was some remote island, like, no, this whole thing was a mess. And honestly, like, that sucks, but I mean,
sucks to be you.
Sucks to be you. Yeah.
We're taking one last break, and when we come back, we've got all the shows and concerts coming up in our area. This is Halsey's brand new track, Eyes Closed, written with The Weeknd, on Terrence Take, Lute Air Student Radio at Pacific Lutheran University.
Listening to Taryn's Take on Pacific Lutheran University's Lute Air Student Radio with Taryn Warden and me, Naomi Englehart. We're getting to the end of our show, so we hope you had fun listening today. There are a bunch of shows and a bunch of concerts coming up in our area the next few weeks, which bring pop culture to us. And you'll probably find Taryn at them, honestly.
Yeah.
You've been everywhere.
So first up, Heather McDonald, who I know best from Chelsea Lately, is at Triple Door tonight in Seattle.
Cashmere Cat, who actually I really like his music, is playing the Neptune Theater this Friday, May 5th.
Leah Michelle, also known as Rachel Berry from Glee, is at the Moor May 8th.
Troublemaker Chris Brown is performing at Key Arena May 11th with 50 Cent.
And I plead you all, please don't go.
Please.
Drag and overall queer legend Lady Bunny will be at the Egyptian Theater May 11th as well.
Todrick Hall returns, this time in Seattle, at the Moor May 12th.
PLU's own outdoor music festival and party is Saturday, May 13th, and don't forget, it is free.
And U2 is performing at CenturyLink Field with Mumford & Sons this Mother's Day, May 14th.
Terrence Take will be back for one last hurrah, May 18th, right here on Lute Air Student Radio at 4 p.m. After that, I'll be a college graduate, and I hope you'll follow me along on that journey as well. Thank you so much, Naomi, for joining me today.
Thank you, Taryn, for having me.
And thank you to everyone who listened in. I'll see you here next time.